Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, today I'm going to do something a bit different. I'm going to base my sermon on the words of the sermon hymn that we just sang. Now, of course, any sermon worth hearing should be based on Scripture alone. After all, you didn't attend this service today to hear my opinions. Instead, you attended this service to hear God's Word proclaimed. But having said that, I'm still comfortable basing my sermon on the words of this sermon hymn because the words of this hymn correctly reflect the teaching of Holy Scripture. Simply put, the words of this hymn flow from Scripture, which teaches us that God would have us Christians live lives of repentant thanksgiving. In fact, that reminds me of the title of our sermon hymn, "Forgive Us, Lord, for Shallow Thankfulness." Today is Thanksgiving Day. Today we give thanks for all the many blessings that God has given us. But when I look at my own life, I realize that this day should also be a day of repentance. Let me read for you the words of the first, third, and fifth stanzas of our sermon hymn. Listen carefully. Forgive us, Lord, for shallow thankfulness, for dull content with warmth and sheltered care, for songs of praise, for food and harvest press, while of your richer gifts we're unaware. Forgive us, Lord, for selfish thanks and praise, for words that speak at variance with deeds. Forgive our thanks for walking pleasant ways, unmindful of a broken brother's needs. Forgive us, Lord, for feast that knows not fast, for joy in things that meanwhile starve the soul, for walls and wars that hide your mercies vast and blur our vision of the kingdom goal. Now, what are these powerful words teaching us? These words remind us of what Jesus himself once said to the devil. Remember when Jesus was being tested in the wilderness by his Father? Jesus had gone for 40 days without food, and the devil was tempting him to turn his back on his Father and serve himself. Remember what Jesus said to the devil? He quoted this scripture from the Old Testament. Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be a killjoy. I'm not saying that we can't enjoy all the many physical blessings that God has given us. We certainly can. God gives these things to us because he loves us. However, we need to remember that the same Jesus who taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," also taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins." You know, we Americans have been blessed with so much prosperity. You know, even the poor among us are rich compared with many other people in the world. Even though we can be thankful for the abundant prosperity God has given us, we need to recognize that we show our sinfulness by our shallow thankfulness. As the first stanza of the hymn said, "Forgive us, Lord, for dull content with warmth and sheltered care, while of your richer gifts we're unaware." You see, more than any physical luxuries or even physical necessities, we need the forgiveness and the love of God. In other words, the Bible tells us that we should hunger and thirst for God more than anything else in life. That reminds me of these words from Psalm 73. Listen to these. "Whom have I in heaven but you, O Lord? And and earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You know, these words remind us that God and His love for us should be the focus of our entire life. But when I look at my own life, I'm often guilty of worshiping the gifts and rejecting the giver. But of course, it all started with Adam and Eve. They rejected God and worshipped their own selfish desires and trusted their own foolish wisdom. And we were all conceived with that same evil nature, and so we are also guilty of shallow thankfulness. Or, as the words of our hymn said, "For joy in things that meanwhile starve the soul." You know, so often we are deluded with the dull content that the things of this world offer. We spend our time and our energy and our money focusing on trivial worldly things while giving very little or no time at all to the Lord and the spiritual nurture that He longs to give us. In fact, sometimes we can even become so deluded that we even end up thanking God for things that are sinful and offensive to Him. We may be tempted to thank God for all the many luxuries He's given us, our nice houses, our new cars, our HD TVs, our expensive hobbies, our fancy clothes, and so on and so on. I'm not saying these things are wrong, but so often we focus on these things while ignoring the fact that God wants us to repent of our sins and give thanks for the undeserved mercy and new life that we have only in Jesus. My friends, God wants us to repent of focusing on ourselves while ignoring the needs of others around us. God wants us to repent of failing to take time for worship and Bible study and prayer while at the same time we focus on countless other trivial pursuits. God wants us to repent of using our talents to serve ourselves instead of asking God how we can also serve others. God wants us to repent of how we selfishly use His money for ourselves while failing to adequately support the mission of His church. We're all guilty. I'm guilty as well. But the good news I have for you today is that God does indeed forgive us. But please note something. God doesn't forgive us because we deserve it. He doesn't forgive us because we're supposedly better than other people who are not as thankful as we are. He doesn't forgive us because we donate food to needy people. No, my friends, God forgives us because of Jesus. Because Jesus has saved us from our shallow thankfulness by His suffering, death, and resurrection for us. You see, our shallow thankfulness deserves God's wrath, and there's nothing that we can do or say to save ourselves from the punishment that we deserve. But thanks be to God, He loves us so much that He sent His only Son to suffer and die in our place of punishment so that we might receive forgiveness and the joy of living as God's children now and for all eternity. In fact, that truth reminds me of what we can learn from our gospel reading for today. You see, even though Jesus healed 10 people of leprosy, remember only one returned and thanked Jesus? Why is that? Well, the reason is that only one realized that Jesus was more than just a prophet or a miracle worker. You see, if you read the wider context of Luke's gospel, you find out that Jesus was God Himself in human flesh. In fact, that's why Jesus said this. He said, "Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Simply put, God gave this Samaritan the faith to see what the nine others totally missed. After that, Jesus said, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Now, what did Jesus mean by that? Well, let me tell you what he did not mean. Jesus is not saying that if your faith is strong enough, you can receive any physical healing you desire. I've heard this passage twisted to mean that. It's not what it means. You see, faith is not some kind of willpower that forces God to give us what we want. Instead, Scripture clearly teaches that the gift of faith means that we trust God to give us what we really need. In fact, that's why I don't really like the English translation of these words of Jesus. The translation we use here for our bulletin is the New International Version, which for the most part is pretty good, but once in a while, it doesn't get it quite right. Our translation has Jesus saying, "Your faith has made you well." Now, what does that sound like? It sounds like Jesus is merely speaking about this man being healed of his leprosy. But think about it. The other nine were healed of their leprosy too, and Jesus does not say that their faith made them well. So what's Jesus talking about here? Well, you see, the original Greek word that in our bulletin is translated "made well," that Greek word should actually be translated "saved." You see, Jesus is saying that this man's faith in him as Lord and Savior has resulted in a healing that is far greater than being cured of leprosy. Simply put, through faith in Jesus, this man will receive the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in God's love. So what do we learn from this? What we learn is that even though Jesus can and does give us many physical blessings, he wants us to repent of the times that we have dull content with warmth and sheltered care, while of his richer gifts we're unaware. You see, we need to thank God for the greatest healing that he gives us. His healing gifts of forgiveness, love, and eternal life with him. These gifts reconcile us to God, and the result is that we live a new life that flows from the mercy and love of Jesus. So, my friends, when God convicts us of our shallow thankfulness and then gives us faith in Jesus who saved us by his death and resurrection, the result is that we end up being truly thankful to God, and we also long to live new lives as his dearly loved children. With that said, I would now like to read for you stanzas 2, 4, and 6 of our sermon hymn. These words are actually a prayer that flows from a heart of one whose sins are forgiven and from someone who desires to live a new life according to God's will in thanks for all his undeserved mercy and love. So please listen and pray silently in your heart with me as I read these words from our hymn. Teach us to thank you, Lord, for love and grace, for life and vision, for a purpose clear, for Christ your Son, and for each human face that shows your message ever new and near. Teach us, O Lord, true thankfulness divine, that gives as Christ gave, never counting cost, that knows no barrier of yours and mine, assured that only what's withheld is lost. Open our eyes to see your love's intent, to know with minds and hearts its depth and height. May thankfulness be days in service spent, reflection of Christ's life and love and light. Today, you can thank God for all the many physical blessings He showers upon you, even though you don't deserve any of them. But even more than that, you can thank God for Jesus. For Jesus who went to the cross and suffered the damnation you deserve. For Jesus who conquered death for you that you might live now and forever as God's dearly loved children. That's right, today we especially thank God for His gifts of repentance and faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, which makes it possible for us to receive what we truly need, the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life in God's love. And my friends, Jesus has given these gifts to you. As Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Your faith has saved you." Yes, my friends, Jesus has given us the healing that really matters. And so, like that Samaritan in our gospel reading, we are giving thanks to Jesus for all that He has done for us. And as Christ's love and mercy fills our hearts, and as His word fills our minds, we will be moved to pray that God will lead us into lives of repentant thanksgiving and loving service. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor. And lovingly preserved and sustained us to this day. You have blessed our plans and labors far beyond what we deserve. The sunshine, the rain, the soil, the seed, all are yours. You have blessed our use of them, giving us bountiful harvests from gardens and farms. In all professions, you have been present with your guidance and your open hand of blessing. In our individual lives, you have encouraged, sustained, and protected us. Our granaries are filled to overflowing year after year. Our storehouses bulge with the excesses of harvest. Our tables are covered with good things to eat. We must surely concede that we have not lacked those things that are necessary to our lives. In fact, Lord, you have given us countless luxuries. Lord, we also thank and praise you for all this evidence of your loving kindness. Teach us, therefore, to dedicate our lives to you, that in all that we think, say, and do, we may conform to your holy will. Do not count against us the times when we were poor stewards of your gifts and idle workmen in your kingdom. For the sake of Christ's blood and righteousness, forgive all our sins, all our shortcomings, and all laziness and slothfulness on our part, so that nothing may hinder us from inheriting the best and richest of all your blessings, namely, forgiveness of sins and eternal life in your love. Lord, give us always the gift of your Holy Spirit, who alone can lead our hearts to you, so that we will come to love the gospel of your salvation and pursue whatever is profitable to our faith and shun everything that would bring it harm. We also earnestly desire your gift of contentment, so that we may learn to use and enjoy what we have and not sin by coveting more. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let not our song of thankfulness for all your kindness become a dirge of ingratitude and complaining. We ask this of you in the name of Jesus, whose nail-pierced hands are ample evidence that he was delivered up for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can stand before you today knowing that the faith you have given us in your Son has saved us. We are forgiven. We are holy in your sight. We have the hope of eternal life with you, all because of your Son and all that he's done for us. Therefore, Lord, help us to live each day in true thanksgiving, offering our lives to you as a sacrifice of praise. We pray this all in your Son's most holy and precious name. Amen. Please rise as we pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 895, Now Thank We All Our God.
Who from
And if any of our guests do not have a regular church home, we invite you to make Concordia your church family. Our services are on Sundays at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school and Bible class at 9:15. And we also have a regular Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. In addition, we all hope you can stay for the Thanksgiving meal. It officially starts being served at 11 a.m., so our service is ending here about 10:45, so you might have to hang around for just a few minutes, but it will be start being served at 11 a.m. We invite you to stay for that. Also, please note that downstairs we have a little gift from our congregation near the table where they have pictures of past community Thanksgiving meals. There's a couple TV trays with magazines on them. In particular, they are a Good News magazine, The Issue on Encouragement. And as you know, during these difficult times, we could all use some encouragement. So I encourage you to take one of those and make use of it. And if you're blessed by it, pass it on to somebody else as well. But those are downstairs available for you free of charge as a gift from our congregation. Other than that, that's all the announcements I have for this morning. Do any of our members have any announcements they would like to add? All right then, have a blessed Thanksgiving.